tell us about your course of service to the third world country. What inspired you to develop this course?
Well, what inspired me was this is kind of related to what we were talking about before. I felt I couldn't really teach ethics in an affluent society very well without having a confrontation with the problems as they really are. So I thought you just can't come to any significant ethical conclusions when you're sitting in your chaise longue and or driving your convertible to the beach or whatever. So I made some arrangements with the minister in town who worked with high school young people, and that kind of got me going to think that there might be something that college students could do. So I went with him to Haiti, and we spent a weekend in Haiti, in Port-au-Prince, and they there saw the most abject conditions. Huts built out of discarded wood and metal sheets, and 5,000 people squeezed into a neighborhood. There being no sewage, they had to walk for their water, and all of that. What does that say to us, and how does that shape us? Well, just as I was ready to take the group to Haiti for the first group, Papa Doc left, and Baby Doc, the Duvaliers, came into power. And the whole situation in Haiti was now too uncertain. I didn't think I could really bring young students into that situation. So I followed up some contacts I had made with people in Jamaica who had a program in which they were working in the Blue Mountains, and they needed help in nursery care and teaching and some health care. And so we went there instead, and then had several really beautiful years